Seattle's on track to have the highest minimum wage in the nation at $15 an hour. A group of small business owners in the city was not happy with the deal the city struck, so these owners are moving ahead with a campaign to put it all to a vote. Forward Seattle needs to collect 16,000 valid voter signatures by the start of July to qualify the referendum for the November ballot. The simmering discontent about higher Seattle wages got the Tri-City Development Council thinking.
The Seattle City Council increased the minimum wage. I think we're all thinking, gee, there's likely businesses that may want to find a new location.
Carl Adrian's president of the Tri-City Development Council. He told David Hyde Seattle business owners should know there's cheaper labor east of the Cascade Mountains in Kennewick, Pasco, and Richland.
What kinds of businesses in particular?
You know, it's going to be probably some, could be some manufacturing companies, could be some customer service centers, call centers, those kinds of things. I mean, I'm sure the Restaurant Association is upset, but I don't see a restaurant moving from Seattle to Eastern Washington to avoid the minimum wage.
What about when it comes to businesses that are thinking about locating in the Seattle area and you say, hey, over here in the Tri-Cities, the minimum wage is going to be the state minimum. We're not, right now at least, thinking of bumping it up to $15 an hour. Is it also a matter of directing that development your way?
Yeah, exactly. And again, I think there's a vast majority of companies in Seattle that are probably paying over that wage right now, but there are some, like the customer service business and those kind of financial service processing, those kinds of things that probably aren't, and those companies may be looking for new locations.
Tri-Cities is a ways away from Seattle. What's the advantage to companies relocating there?
Well, it's still proximity. I mean, we've got five flights a day back and forth to SeaTac, so somebody can get over here easily and get back home, you know, do a day's business or check on a facility here and get back in to their home base, you know, in a day. So sometimes people in Seattle want to come to a sunny climate and we're close.
Sometimes. One of the things I would think, though, if I'm a business, it's expensive to relocate. It's going to cost them something. Let's say they are already here. What's to say the Tri-Cities doesn't raise its minimum wage?
Well, I think, you know, a concern, I think, statewide is that it's going to creep across the state. And while it's created an opportunity for us all, it's also maybe created a perception that's negative for us all.
You mean in competing with other states?
Correct.
Have you talked to anybody, talked to mayors, have you talked to city council people, see what they have to say about this?
Well, there's been no discussion whatsoever about minimum wage over here.
What are the politics like? What are the chances that something like that would be popular with voters in your area going all the way up to 15? Because, you know, the 15 now folks, they say they're going all over the state.
You know, I think this is a pretty pro-business community, and it's a conservative community. And so I think that there'd be quite a bit of resistance, political public resistance to raising minimum wage dramatically.
All right. Well, just to wrap it up, what's your messages to businesses that are thinking, heck, maybe they want to move?
We're open for business. We want to grow jobs in this community. We want to see additional development and that sort of thing. So we're certainly willing to talk to people. I think the other thing that I want to point out, however, though, is I don't think anybody's trying to rob jobs from Seattle, but if somebody's going to move, we'd like to keep them in the state.
Carl, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Carl Adrian of the Tri-City Development Council, and you heard the man, they're open for business. Competition is no surprise to Alan Berube. He's a senior fellow with the Brookings Institution's Metropolitan Policy Program. Berube told David Hyde that in the absence of a regional plan to hike the minimum wage, the battle to attract business is likely coming to the King County suburbs.
So you could see a situation where people in, say, Kent and Renton, maybe the mayors down there, say, hey, here's an opportunity for us to draw light manufacturing away from Seattle?
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't be surprised if those mayors and economic development officials are having those conversations today with CEOs and with people who are making site location decisions about, you know, where to be in the region. It remains to be seen, but I think the danger is for what in the end is really a regional economy like any other major regional economy. Could face further fragmentation in how it approaches issues around job and business growth, where people are stealing businesses and jobs from one another rather than collaborating to compete. People are moving across borders every day to go to work. Businesses are making location decisions at the regional level. They want to be in the Seattle region for access to not just the local marketplace, but the global marketplace through the Port of Seattle, SeaTac Airport. The way that the economy operates should be the way that decisions or public policy decisions are made about the labor market and about issues like wages. But we don't live in a perfect world, and sometimes you make progress where you can make progress. And I think it's fair to say that the city of Seattle itself, given its strong market position right now, given the strong demand among people to live in Seattle, businesses to locate there, they're better positioned to try this than a lot of these smaller suburban jurisdictions might be, and maybe the rest of King County might be. So again, the better they do at implementing this, the more pressure there will be on the rest of the county, the rest of the state to move in a similar direction.
There wasn't a lot of regional planning in this plan. Seattle had a hard enough time getting to this $15 an hour deal on its own. There probably was some desire to do regional planning with the county or the state in the back of people's minds, but it just didn't happen. But you think that this could lead to some problems down the road. What are they?
Yeah, the problems down the road are really mostly around the fact that the Seattle border is a porous one, and it's not too much for a business to move half a mile down the road in search of $6 an hour lower labor costs. That's not going to be true for every single business, and there are some businesses for which labor costs are a more important part of their bottom line than others. And there are some businesses that want to be in Seattle for reasons that don't have a whole lot to do with labor costs. But the danger is, or the risk is, that there's some unknown number of businesses that are going to see that, hey, it's not too hard to pull up stakes, move down the road, pay people lower wages, I can still get done what I need to get done, and Seattle winds up, poorer for that. That's the risk, but the magnitude of that, nobody really knows right now, so we're just going to have to wait and see.
What could Seattle, do you think, do moving forward?
I think Seattle, and I think Mayor Murray and Executive Constantine and, the mayors of Tacoma and Everett are working on a number of other initiatives in closer coordination than they were able to on the minimum wage. And so I think the region has to act as a region where it can, wherever it can, when it comes to issues around jobs and economic growth. And where it can't, people maybe sometimes need to get out ahead of the bunch, see how it goes, and then others will follow.
Alan Berube, thank you so much.
Great. It's very good to be with you. Thanks.
That's Alan Berube, Senior Fellow with the Brookings Institution's Metropolitan Policy Program. He spoke with David Hyde about how Seattle's minimum wage hike could make other parts of this region more attractive to the businesses that are currently here. It's The Record from KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.